ABC Radio Australia.
To Vanuatu, where the government has faced intense scrutiny over plans to amend the country's constitution. The amendments included new limits to Chief Justice terms and increasing the number of ministries. The plans have been put aside for the moment after numerous opposition MPs boycotted the parliamentary sitting and not enough members were present to pass quorum. But the event has raised concerns over the rule of law in Vanuatu. Joining me now is lecturer of law from the University of the South Pacific, Margaret Joyce Kenson. Joyce, one big fella, good morning, Luyu.
Good morning, Priyanka, and hello, everyone.
Yes, I wanted to start here. I'm being a legal expert there in Vanuatu. What were your thoughts about the proposed changes to the Vanuatu constitution? Were you concerned by them?
Thank you, Priyanka, for the question. I just would like to put a little bit of disclaimer that my comments are my own comments based on my research and nothing reflects that of my employer. First of all, I will comment on the Fifth and the Sixth Amendment that has been proposed. My concern were raised here based on these two amendment that yes, I am concerned because we have had an independent judiciary since the independence, and the independent judiciary has displayed and faithful to the rule of law ever since then. And I am concerned that that these changes have been very quick, and there has not been any nationwide consultation on policy rationale behind this constitutional amendment to the proposed changes under 5 and 6 with respect to the tenure of the Chief Justice and the appointment of the ombudsman. Yes.
Yes, let's go more into that, because I understand, as you mentioned, that one of the amendments that caused a lot of criticism were these changes to the Chief Justice terms. Why does that concern you? What does that mean, changes to the Chief Justice terms?
So the changes that has been proposed earlier were the appointment, under Article 49(3), the 3A of the Constitution of Vanuatu, the Chief Justice is to hold office for a period of 5 years. That has been changed from the original, what the Constitution as is now. So our concern is the independence of the judiciary in Vanuatu has long been respected. With the independence of judiciary comes the judicial independence has been respected, and the constitutional provisions on this aspect has been explicitly clear on the lifetime or security tenure to keep and maintain the office of the Chief Justice. The security of tenure means that we maintain the rule of law, and for a strong and resilient democracy, a democratic constitutional democracy like Vanuatu, it is important for that security of tenure and the rule of law to be kept in intact, because it's a very fragile element to a constitutional democracy. Yes.
Mm. And you mentioned there that another amendment that concerned you was around the ombudsman in Vanuatu and the process of appointing that ombudsman. Can you explain a bit more what an ombudsman does, and how they are currently appointed, and some of your concerns around these suggested changes?
So the ombudsman works for the state, and they essentially investigate citizens' complaints made about the government, and their appointment is spelled out. Their position has been established under Part 2 of the Constitution, under Section 61. Under Article 161, Subarticle 1, that the ombudsman, it spells out the appointment of the ombudsman. The ombudsman shall be appointed for 5 years by the President of the Republic after consultation with, there's a few stakeholders which are important. So after consultation with the Prime Minister, the Speaker of Parliament, leaders of the political parties represented in the Parliament, the Chairman of the National Council of Chiefs, the Chairman of the Local Government Councils, Chairman of the Public Service Commission, and the Judicial Service Commission. So there's a wide range of consultation that needs to happen or must happen before the President appoints the ombudsman. Now, with this proposed amendment that was put into Parliament it removes the consultation from with these other stakeholders. So it just said it was written or drafted in the bill that the President of the Republic is to appoint the ombudsman after consultation with the Prime Minister, full stop. That's it, and no more of the other elements. And then we have in Vanuatu the Ombudsman Act, CAP 252, and this act spells out the power of the functions of the investigation and the powers of the ombudsman, the qualification and the complaint procedure and all that.
Okay, so I'm understanding a bit more about this concern. If those, stakeholder consultations are, going to be limited with these new amendments. If you are just tuning in here on Pacific Beat, I'm joined by USP law lecturer Joyce Kenson in Vanuatu. We are talking about a recently shelved proposal by Vanuatu's government to amend its constitution. Now, Joyce, I wanted to talk more broadly here about the constitution. As we've been mentioning, this proposed changes haven't gone through because there weren't enough people sitting in Parliament. But more broadly, what do we mean when we talk about the Constitution? Why is it important to lawyers like you? How does it support your work?
It's not only important to lawyers, but the society and the communities as a whole. It is important to all the lawyers in Vanuatu and any countries in the world. But for Vanuatu, the constitution in the first, after the preamble, it states that the constitution is the supreme law of the land. So this means that how the dynamics of the society, the law, all the legislations we pulled out, policies, regulations, and anything they're under, and our daily lives in the operation of the three arms of the government and any other institutions to keep the country going, everything has to be consistent with the supreme law, which is the constitution. So it's like, if you like, for lack of a better word at this moment, but a guideline for or Bible for the daily operation of a state and us as lawyers, when we implement the law, we apply the law, we explain the law and use the law, it all has to be in harmonization with the Constitution, the provisions and the articles of the Constitution. So, it is the supreme law of the country.
Yeah, so quite an important document.
And every other law comes under it, even custom.
Oh, interesting. And so these amendments, that puts into context why there was this scrutiny around these proposed amendments from the government. And as we have said, there wasn't quorum in Parliament last week to pass these amendments. How do you feel about that? Does that settle some of your concerns? Do you feel like these proposals won't be put back to Parliament?
It settles my concern, but it does not settle some part of my concerns. So I'll explain this a little bit. It settles in a way that it will not be discussed. It will not be passed at the time. It hasn't been passed at the time. I'm still concerned that where is it yet at the moment? Is it going to be go back into the next sitting? If it does, then there must be a nationwide consultation on the policy rationale for having this law the change in the constitution, because it is the constitution, it is the supreme law, and the we have to be careful in terms of changing a provision of the constitution overnight or within a week or 2 weeks. The process has to be long. It has to be explained to the society, the people, the community. They need to understand the impact of the changes, how it's going to be impacting and affecting their lives going forward, and how is it going to be implemented. Experts, there should be enough research surrounding it, this decision, so that everyone is well informed, not only the legislator, but the people and the stakeholders in the society at large.
Yes, understand.
So this is how I feel about it. It's not an easy or a short walk for this country to have its constitution. It's a long walk. So I believe the same long walk has to be undertaken in order to change any particular provision of it, and most importantly, one of the important arms of the rule of law and judicial independence and the separation of power in Vanuatu. Yeah.
Joyce, thank you so much for your time this morning on Pacific Beat.
Thank you so much, ABC, for having me, and enjoy your day.